Welcome back to In Focus. Good morning on this Wednesday in a Little Apple. Here with State Rep Tom Phillips of Manhattan, and talked a little bit about some school finance issues in the previous segment. Now let's move on to who's the fun game we've had of who's going to be the governor in 2 months.
That's a good question. And this is just pure speculation on my part. I have no idea. I would imagine, surprise, surprise, in Washington, D.C., there's a little bit of politicking going on with that appointment right now. And that individuals are saying, before we proceed forward with confirmation, we want something either in the tax plan or something. So something is holding this up. I don't know what it is. I don't know when and if it would the confirmation is going to occur. There's, you know, I hear some people thinking that perhaps Governor Brownback will still be giving the State of the State speech in early January. So we'll see. We just don't know. And I think we need to get this thing resolved one way or another, so that either Governor Brownback is going to stay and fulfill his responsibilities as governor, or move on and let Lieutenant Governor step in and become the new governor. So I, we just need to get this resolved.
And this first came out that he was being picked by the Trump administration for this federal post. And when was that? Was that August or the end of July? I think it was the end of July when that first came out. So it's been a little bit of time now.
It has. You know, the governor was confirmed in the Senate committee along party line votes. But so I honestly don't know, but we just need to get this resolved for the good of the state, one way or the other. Just get this uncertainty resolved, so the people in the legislature know who's going to be who we're going to be working with when we return to Topeka next month.
And I think Governor Brownback said a lot of the same things not too long ago. Just he's wanting to know too, and he talked about how there's a lot of important issues this session that we talked about a little bit ago. So that you got uncertainty anyway,
right?
With this session, so right. You definitely don't want uncertainty of who the boss is,
right? Basically. Yeah. Well, I read an article in the newspaper where they said that the Governor Brownback has turned over to Lieutenant Governor Collier duties and responsibilities to prepare the budget for this upcoming session. So, and that, you know, that's going to be another interesting variable as we move forward. Is who's the governor going to be? So we'll see. Nothing I have control over, so we'll just adapt as we move forward.
Brady Bowman here with State Rep Tom Phillips of Manhattan. If you have any questions or comments, want to get involved in the conversation, take advantage of this opportunity to talk to your elected representative. Not a lot of folks in the state, in the country, actually have this ability to listen to their elected representative on talk radio and be able to call in and ask a question. So take advantage, 785-537-1350. And looking at Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier, what do you know about him and what he's about?
Yeah, I honestly don't know much about him at all. I personally have not had much interaction with him from both an administrative or a political perspective. I think clearly he's trying to deliver a message right now that he wants to change the tone in Topeka. He wants to work with people. Become more visible, but in terms of his policies, I honestly don't know. In my mind, I think that he's got to get through the Republican primary, and that's a delicate balance that he'll have to walk in order to do that successfully. I'm just sure that even inside the Republican primary, there are going to be candidates that are going to label him as Sam Brownback protege. So, you know, in this next session, he'll want to do something that defines himself different than Sam Brownback. So whether that's a policy or a particular piece of legislation, I'm not sure. I'm encouraged by some of the people that I see stepping into administrative roles. The new cabinet for member for Department of Children and Families, from what I've read and seen, looks very competent and has the right skill set to improve that, hopefully, that agency. So we'll see.
You know, and you kind of touched on a little bit the governor race for, is that 2018?
Yes.
That'll be the race?
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on the field? A very wide-ranging field.
It is wide open. I mean, I think you have four high school students that have declared for the position. I think people think that Secretary of State Chris Kobach is probably the one to beat at this particular point in time. He has a core base, and I don't know for sure, but probably 30-35% of the Republican Party will be committed to him because of his views that he promotes. So it's going to be interesting. So thinking about the governor's race, you've got to think about the urban vote in Johnson County and Sedgwick County, but you also have to successfully obtain the agricultural vote. So you're going to need the livestock association folks, the Farm Bureau, and the voters of Western Kansas. So it will be interesting. Personally, I'm kind of waiting for June 1. June that is actually when people will have to file and they'll announce who their lieutenant governor is. And you'll see the first financial report, and so we'll see who's seriously raised money. And the sad fact is that in politics today, it takes a lot of money to be successful. You have to run radio ads, you have to run TV ads, and that requires a lot of money. So I think we'll have a better understanding of the primary field come June 1.
And going back to Kobach talking about money, that's a candidate that has a lot of resources.
When
it comes to that.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll attract a lot of money from outside the state that will support him. And, you've got some candidates that will probably be able to self-fund that have the financial resources to do that also. So
and Greg Orman would be an example of that, of self-funding, from what I understand.
That's my understanding. I think Wink Hartman is another candidate that has the finances.
Hartman Arena?
Yeah.
Yep, so, same guy?
So it is an interesting time in politics right now.
Very much so, very much so. And, I'll go back to when those stories first came out about the high school kids running for governor. A lot of people had some chuckles about it, and some I was really surprised at the reactions from some people who, before I go into that, let's take this phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. You're talking about how much money it takes to become successful in politics. What would your opinion be if they would limit the dollar amount that anyone could spend? And if they raise more now that they decide to run again, if they can use it the next time. But limit to X number of dollars. And then the guy that has the big bucks or the big backers, everybody has a fair chance. I guess it would be called fairness. And I think that's what we should strive for in our city, county, state, and federal governments, fairness. What's good for one should be good for the other. And I thought that's the way our judicial system was set up. And if we do that all the way through, even with the presidents, we'd get equal representation, and it wouldn't be a rich guy or a poor guy. It'd be the guy that raised the most money.
Right, right.
I'll listen to your opinion. I know you'll have a good one. You're doing a great job down there.
Well, thank you very much for that comment. Well, that's an interesting idea. I tend to agree with you that if you do not have the ability to raise money, then you're probably not going to be successful, because it just takes a lot of media dollars to get your message out to the public. And, it's probably something we need to have a serious conversation on. I get frustrated when outside money, outside of money from Kansas, and I'm just arbitrarily, some millionaire or billionaire in North Carolina dumping a lot of money into Kansas House races or Kansas Senate races. That strikes me as something that's amiss there, because they can greatly influence the outcome of election, and they really have no bearing or no great influence on what goes on here in the state of Kansas, other than they want one candidate that they want to support. So this whole amount of money in politics does need to be addressed. I think it's a serious concern.
Well, and they're right there. We'll go on to my rant about the high school kids sometime later. We'll just have to save that one. Basically, congratulate them for trying, at least. That's all I'm saying.
Before we go, can I just quickly say, Kathy Dawes, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. And I'm looking forward to seeing you out in the community. You've done a great job.
Great way to end it. Thanks a lot. State Rep. Tom Phillips of Manhattan. David, it's all yours.
Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan.